Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Paul Erickson coming at you on basically day two here. My goal is to podcast every single day about what I'm doing in our Amway business. Sometimes it might be really short. Sometimes I might miss a day. That's totally cool. I'm just kind of daily, kind of pumping the pump, so to speak. And I think that the name of this episode is going to be Success is Daily. Because until, for instance, with our pet care business, I'm probably going to be referencing that quite a bit over the months here. But when we started building our pet care business, it was on the side. Probably should get into a little bit mini background. I think later today I'll share about my my past with this business, and then my future as far as the different mindset I have. But it has to do with success is daily, because if you're not committed to being in business, which isn't just like, I'll try it, you know, or I'll do this for a few years, I'll do this for 5 years, and if it doesn't work, I'll do something else. Or, you know what, I'll try this, and I'll just stay involved, and maybe one day, you know? No. Guys and gals, we have to understand, I have to understand, that not only is success a daily thing, but it has to be kind of woven into the fabric of your being. And until that point, we're probably not going to see the results that we would like to see, or think we should see, or whatever. And I'll even venture to say that you won't even get to the point where you think you should be seeing a certain type of results, because you're not in, you know what I'm saying? You're not involved, you're not jumped in, you know? And there's different levels of that. In the past, it was, if you're not going to all for conferences, if you're not, you know, all on the system and everything like that. And what I'm referring to is LTD. Oh my goodness, excuse me. Oh, how rude of me to yawn on a podcast. I'm just kidding. So I'm on my way to the first dog walk of the day. I was able to sleep in a little bit, which is nice. And like I said in yesterday's episode, I'm free to serve. You know, I have commitments where I am required to, you know, of course, walk dogs during the day and visit them in the mornings and evenings, depending on what's, you know, needed that week. But around, you know, pet care, we can just grow our Amway business. We can just have fun and just do things. This is so awesome. Like I said yesterday, is, you know, before I was building it in a way where I was working a full-time job, and this business was the ticket for me to not have to work that job anymore, you know? And that sort of mentality, I think, is what I want to dive into and sort of eradicate, because what it does is it creates a level of dissatisfaction to where if you're not moving forward in your Amway business or whatever is going to get you out of your job, it can be really effective. It could really affect your attitude. And yes, I think what Jack Dory said years ago is you have to develop a hatred for your job. You have to, and what he's talking about is a little bit of what Cheryl and I have kind of already gone through. And not to say that we're, you know, financially freed up in our pet care business. Oh, there, buddy. It's basically figuring out, how can I learn how to be, sorry, I had to pull a move there to get ahead of this nut job. I'm sure there's gonna be plenty more road rage moments on this podcast. That's so hilarious. But what we had to battle when we were employees is it's more of a self-image in who I am sort of thing, to where it's difficult for employees to really see themselves as being in their own business, seeing themselves as running their own business, you know, actually being profitable and living off of the money coming into your business. Now that we've had, you know, our pet care company for a while, and to kind of see how, you know, business needs to be done, and quarterly taxes and all this sort of thing that, yes, will get discussed, I think, as people grow, you know, for instance, an Amway business, but a lot of that stuff wasn't really talked about. It was, here you are, you're making money, this is how much money you're making a month. It was never about profit loss. It was always about kind of what you're making. It almost was put into a employee sort of mentality, how this is what I'm going to make per month. And there was never anything talked about with, you know, revenue, profits. Yes, wholesale retail is a profit there, but you know, all the money that comes in is your revenue. But let's look at our expenses, guys. What are we spending? What are we investing, I should say, you know, into our business each month, each quarter? I think a while ago I figured out what it was costing to kind of do the whole LTD system, which is going to all the conferences. And remember, this was either road tripping from Texas or flying from Texas. And nowadays from Alaska, it is just cost prohibitive to travel. I mean, especially for a small weekend, you know, of just a conference. So yes, it's tax deductible. Yes, you know, there's ways to justify it, especially if you're, you know, you're growing your business. But what happens is, what we saw is a lot of people that just kind of got involved in this Amway social club. They weren't making money. They wanted to be part of what was going on. They wanted to be part of the community. And so, of course, they're going to... Oh, I just sneezed. Excuse me. They want to be part of the community, so they want to go out to the conferences, and they're spending money they don't have. Their business is not turning a profit. That's what I had an issue with. I'm not against that. I'm not trying to fight against that. Look, people will do what they want to do anyway. They're all volunteers. Towards the end, people, you know, the leadership I was, you know, following would actually recommend, hey, you know, if you can't pay cash for this stuff, you know, don't put this on credit, you know. That's what I did for years and years. Kind of, I used kind of a business credit card. And I would justify, you know, putting these conferences on there in hopes that I would grow my business, right? Well, what we're doing now is, number one, we are being the businessman. We are in business. This is what we do, no matter if anyone ever comes along or not. And I know that's basically a mathematical impossibility, which is comforting, because I don't care how many plans I have to show. I don't care how many products we have to demo. You know, we're going to get this thing rock and rolling again, because it's a dream of mine, y'all. I want to, you know, this is something I never put down, because there's so many benefits of it. So I think this segment's going to be called Successes Daily. Obviously, I'm going all around everywhere. I'll try to stick a little bit closer to topics in each segment. That way, if people want to listen to this, they can skip around. You know, maybe go to some segments that are maybe interesting to them. So let me start kind of doing that. I just want to get on here and rant a little bit about, you know, success is a daily thing. It has to be woven. Operating your business or being in business has to be woven into your being. And I think next, that's what I'll talk about, is how I kind of approached it before, what we had to do in our pet care business to succeed, and how I'm going to mimic and mirror that in this, you know, Last Frontier team, you know, Amway 2.0, whatever you want to call it, you know. And you'll find out more as you hear some of my history as to what's happened in the past. So, over and out, Last Frontier team, Last Frontier LTD team, you know what I'm saying? I love it. And we got to come up with a little bit of a slogan to close out messages, and then yeah, so we're going to get things rock and rolling. Last Frontier team, over and out. Okay, we are successfully on our first dog walk here. And I want to remind everybody, I have my headphones plugged in, so I'm hands-free. I don't want people to think that I'm distracted by recording while doing my work here. Kind of gathering my thoughts here. I am going to attempt to be a little bit more specific with each section. That way I can title them properly, and then, you know, looking back, it's not such a mishmash. I've got the hiccups now. Good Lord. So I was going to share a little bit now about, let me say, the old mindset, or let me talk a little bit more about some of the shortcomings in my previous attempts at, you know, building the Quickstar or Amway business. So it all goes back to when I started working at Jiffy Lube on Bergah, here in Anchorage. A man who was managing there, his name was John Reichard, and I just started working there. I was a young man. I was 16 or 17 when I started working there, and I learned a lot. Obviously, I could go into that further, just about Jiffy Lube and everything. But I could tell something was different with John, because number one, he was just happy. He was kind, happy, and had charisma. You know, like I could tell he was a little bit different. And basically, I knew he had some weird things he would eat and drink, and different products he'd have that were like really like futuristic and cool. And in fact, the first one I tried was Echinacea, because I was feeling sick. And one of the product lines, unbeknownst to me, of the business John was involved in, is the nutrition line. And they're top notch, and it's just a wonderful array of products, and they're just, people buy them every day. It's just a matter of, you know, exposing them to people and sharing why they're better than maybe another, you know? Or not even doing that, just sharing, hey, look, this is what we got, you know? Anyway, so it's Echinacea spray, and it helped my sore throat, helped me feel better. And I was like, oh, that's cool. So my first experience with products in the Amway business, or back then it was the Quickstar business, and I'll get into more of that probably in the next segment. But how I first saw this plan was, I knew growing up, figured out pretty quickly that you had to work to make money, right? That's obvious to everybody, but it was kind of like, okay, I accept the fact that I'm going to have to work. You know, my parents did a good job of teaching us about work. My dad would work a long, long hours. He worked down at the cement plant. He worked at several different places, but most of the, from what I can remember, is he worked down at ABI Cement. We used to joke around because their sign said ABI and it had a bear on it. We used to joke around that ABI stood for Alaska Bear Institute. That is so not funny. It just is, though. I think it was Alaska Basic Industries. Anyway, it was a subsidiary of Anchor Sand and Gravel, and that outfit was responsible in... Hey, heel! That outfit was responsible in... basically, when a big, big ship would come, it would be literally, the belly of it would be filled with cement powder from wherever they manufactured it. Heel, come on guys, quit pulling. Sorry, every now and then I'll be doing some dog things just to keep these guys in line. Anyways, and they would literally suck it out with a vacuum, and it would be pumped, or sucked rather, through these lines down to the plant, where it would be separated and, you know, then put into, you know, delivered, bagged up some of it, and then, you know, put in silos mainly for to load onto trucks or whatever. Anyway, he used to work so much when the ship would come in. They would literally work 24 hours straight. Yeah, he might sleep a teeny bit, but he'd go right back because it was go time until that ship was emptied. So literally, it was like maybe even a week's worth of just working straight. And I knew we made decent money because of that, mostly like overtime, and Dad had a good job. He worked for the union. He was an operating engineer. So he joined the union when he was 18, worked, and just worked and worked and worked and worked, you know? And I always knew that, you know, boy, my dad worked a ton of hours. And I always kind of figured out that that's not necessarily the answer to earning more money. I never really put... Hey, it's okay, buddy. He's wrapped himself around the leash. It's okay. Jeepers. Flash. Anyway, I kind of figured out that just working more and more hours wasn't the answer, you know? And obviously I knew that, you know, there's people that made more per hour. But those would be people, you know, like accountants and doctors and lawyers and stuff. And I remember in high school, the guidance counselor thing, I don't really remember even, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? But I do remember kind of looking at different incomes of different professions, and I was like, well, here's the thing. This doctor income, I'd like to make that, but I don't necessarily want to be a doctor. So is there any other way to do that? And I think that's, you know, like, I was always interested in business. My brother and I, growing up, started a bullet business. It was fake. We just literally drew bullets on pieces of paper and had an inventory. But my grandpa was a life insurance salesman. So I had this kind of businessman thing that I kind of liked for some reason. And I remember in fifth grade, there was an outfit that visited, and it was called Junior Achievement, which I'm sure some of you are familiar with that. It's literally, that's where the first time I heard the word entrepreneur, you know? And I was like, okay, you know, like, that's cool. Like, okay, business, okay. An entrepreneur is someone that assumes the risk of a particular venture. So, you know, a lot of people nowadays kind of see companies as these big, archaic, long-standing things that are just controlling blah, 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 corporations. Well, those things started because one guy decided to take a risk. And that's what has been forgotten in America, is remembering that the one guy in his business, you know, and teaching that. That way we can be a land of free people who aren't slaves to work that they don't like, you know. And there's a lot more going on than that, but anyway, so I was kind of primed and ready to kind of see this plan, because I started working early. I knew I was gonna have to pay for college myself. I wasn't gonna ask my parents to. I knew that they didn't really have it, and I was not gonna just go to college just to go to college. I wasn't worried about scholarships. I'd kind of gotten off of the whole school thing. I was like, man, what is, I just want to get through. Kind of just get through the school thing and start making money. And that's basically what I did. I started, I was in a mission. We used to have an inspection maintenance program up here to check for emissions from vehicles. And I became certified to do that at 17. And apparently at the time, I was like the youngest person to do that. And it was just passing some tests. It was, you know, it was basic knowledge about how engines worked and what type of exhaust gases they create and how all the emission components work. Anyway, so I was doing that, and I remember I was making $13.25 an hour. I jumped up from $9.50 to $13.25 per hour, and I was 17 years old. Man, I was in tall cotton, you know what I'm saying? I was ready, but I wasted all of it. I did buy stuff. I did upgrade my truck. I took a loan out and got a Corvette. It was $8,700. I eventually paid that off. That was 3 years later, and eventually sold that. That's a whole another story. But, I enjoyed it, but mostly spent it on stupid things, food and drink and recreation. And anyway, so I was working. I basically was getting ready to graduate high school, and John had at some point, because he could tell I was kind of interested in business and just different ideas, he kind of shared a few concepts with me in kind of a pre meeting, and then he invited me and I think another coworker to a meeting, a business meeting. And I was like, okay, cool. I trusted John, didn't think anything weird was going to go on. So I was like, cool. Like, I want to see how this plan works. And so at that time, the Amway business was called QuickStart because they launched QuickStart as a web-based opportunity, a web-based Amway opportunity. And so eventually, obviously, it's all online now. But remember, back then, it was paperwork and people would have inventory in their garages. It was a lot different business than it is today. So I saw the Amway plan first off when it was called QuickStar, which is just a weird, weird term, I thought. I remember maybe at one point learning what it stood for, but it's just kind of a weird, weird thing. But man, it really lit my fire. I saw the plan at that time. So the amount of business volume that would be flowing through your organization, and we'll get into the compensation plan here, but at the time, let's say $20,000 a month of volume running through your store, your organization, your customers, which might be, $1,000 worth of business, and then you've got, maybe 20, 30 people on your team that are doing some volume, and overall it's about 20,000. And if it's set up properly, and we'll go into that as well. One second. Hey. Another day, huh? Good pups. Like I said yesterday, is when I see people, I don't want to keep talking and recording. So I'll say hello and whatnot. So long story short, at the time, that would be the platinum level where it's the first kind of level of leadership where you're basically like a, think of it like a district sales manager. Remember, think of people that join Amway as literal sales and marketing reps that are independent contractors, not employees. It's really what we're accomplishing, guys. And just imagine, you put the right people on the in the seats on the bus, as Dave Ramsey say. There's a lot you can accomplish with a handful of people. So anyways, so at that time it was I think it was $2,138 a month is the would be the revenue from that. And like I said before, it was never presented as like expenses, it was kind of always presented like just kind of here's the money that's going to come in, which again, I think is debilitating to people because if we approach it like a business in all areas, then people are more likely to treat it like a business, So anyways, I remember seeing that number though, $2,138. And then if I developed six other platinum organizations, that I personally sponsored, that would be, at that time, it was like $100,000 or something like that. Basically, a year or whatever it was, whatever it was, six-figure income, basically. And I saw that and thought to myself, wow, that would be cool. Like, there it is. That's the way to, like, if this really worked, that's a way to, I could actually become, that doctor income. But I kind of saw the platinum thing where it's the $2,000 a month, and I was like, well, I mean, I could probably do that. There's people that did it. There's tons of people that have done that. So, I kind of planted a seed, and then I think I'll go to the next segment here. This one being how I first saw this plan. And I planted a seed. I didn't register right away. I think he gave me a book to read. It was called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Actually, I think he made me buy it. But it was a really good book, and it started to open up my mind to business. By the way, that is an excellent book. I'd still recommend people to read. Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and Cashflow Quadrant, even. So, these books, guys, helped me understand that I could be a business person. Everybody we're talking to out there is basically programmed. Heel. Quit pulling, you guys. You guys know better. Everybody's basically programmed to be told what to do and how to do it and when to do it. You know, we all went to school. You'd show up, sit down, shut up, do your work, smile, and go home. And to be honest, that's basically what a job is. I mean, not all of them, of course, but it's very easy for people to get into this mode of, I don't know, they go to work and they just kind of do whatever after that. They go bowling or play softball or whatever they want to do. Nothing wrong with any of it. But if people have a dream, this distant dream that they've stowed away for many years because they never really understood or thought or believed that there was a way for them to actually finance those dreams through a business like this or any other business, you know, such as what, you know, if they made their passion into a business, you know, it doesn't have to be the Amway business. But when people come up, they bump into these ideas, it kind of takes them a while to, you know, kind of understand it and let it kind of seep into their being. And that's kind of what happened to me. So I'm going to end it right here. We're just getting back from our walk. So that's how I first saw this plan. And then it was a year or two later when I finally registered. I think we're going to kind of continue on with that here. Oops. All right, I'm going to roll these trash cans back. Stay. All right, guys, let me hang it up here so you don't have to hear this. Last one to your team. Over and out. So that's how I first saw the plan, and so basically a year or two later, excuse me, it was 2002, that September I left Jiffy Lube and I went to work for a mission test center. I was working 40 hours a week doing mission testing. I was there for about 3 months and realized that I probably should stick around John and maybe sign up in that quick start thing in hopes that I would maybe learn enough to maybe grow the business one day, right? That was literally my mentality. I was so afraid of what other people might think. Not like, I wouldn't say that like to your face, like I'm afraid of what other people think, but deep down I had a fear that most people have of, and this is what I want to talk about in this segment. So during this time, you know, Quickstar, which was Amway's web-based presence, had just launched in 1999. Okay. It was a big shift in the way the business worked to where before that, before anything online, it was a weekly product pickup at your Upline Platinum, where if you got started in the Amway business, you would go to your Upline to get products each week. So it was literally more like you had a store, you know, of your own, but you would have to carry some inventory at the house. They were called direct distributors back then, and Amway would deal directly with those distributors, and the direct distributors would have a team of independent business owners / customers that they would be buying the products. And that's what our business is. But in those days, there was a pretty negative connotation having to do with Amway. You know, it's been around for a long time, and so it's gone through many phases. Lots of initial growth. in the 70s, it became something that annoyed people. Their friend would get started in Amway, and then they'd turn into something completely different. They'd suddenly become this person that wore a suit all the time and was bugging them about, you know, products and seeing the plan. And it was, you know, more of a selling and convincing. Now, not all of Amway was doing that, but most of them were doing that. And mainly because it's a bunch of people that are, that have an employee mindset. You know, they have a more of a, not the mindset of a sales and marketing, you know, independent contractor. You get what I'm saying? You see what I'm using, why I'm using this verbiage? Like, if you approach people that get started with Amway as, look, does this person have people skills? Do they excel in communication and sales and marketing? Would they be a good fit for our team and our culture? You know, does the person have a personality that you like? I mean, literally, imagine if you're hiring people to work in your business, in any other traditional business. Obviously, we're not hiring Amway people, but you're developing a business team that you're leading, so you want to have the right people on the team, right? So in the old days of Amway, it was basically anybody that could fog a mirror, show them the plan. And while that was good news for people that were tough as nails and literally just showed the plan to so many people, more of like a mud on the wall approach, right? And I'll get into more about the quality inviting and, you know, the process of literally like how that all came about and how this isn't my, you know, isn't my idea of approaching it like this, but this does have my twist on it, meaning, you know, we were literally dealing with hiring or partnering with independent contractors who were doing house sitting for us and dog walking. And that person is a professional. They have their own business. And when you sublet your work to them, that you basically just instruct them, you know, hey, this is what needs to be done, and they do it. You're not even allowed to tell them how to do their job unless they're an employee. In fact, that's one of the indicators that the IRS uses to convict your so-called independent contractors, to basically convict them as being actual employees so they can get their tax money. And I don't mean to say it like that, like they're the Gestapo, but that's literally what they do, guys. I mean, they're after money. That's what their job is. So anyway, so, you know, when people, anybody that could fog a mirror would get into Amway, and then they would use that same mentality while sharing the idea. So imagine it just created a rampant mess, and it made the Amway business look like a trinky-dink little thing. But like I said, if you actually analyze the business plan, the business model, and the potential, and the way, you know, how Amway is set up around the world, and how you could sponsor in different countries, it's insane, guys. It's insane. For anybody to even have any sort of negative look, they've got to have some sort of a bad experience around it. There's no way that, you know, you could look at this thing and see any downside. And if you do, that means don't, it's not for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, there is no downside. What we've experienced growing our pet care business from scratch has been very rewarding. And it's also satisfying, and it feels good to have a business that we actually own that, you know, that is not Amway's. You know what I'm saying? I'm not against Amway at all, but, you know, look, I don't own the thing, you know? I'm not in control of what products are, you know, available and when they're not available. Or, like I said, if something happens, and, I mean, it'd be my fault anyways, but they could take away my business if they wanted to. So it's still, you know, it's your own business, but if you suddenly don't have access to Amway products and their supply system, then you're not in business. You know, you better go find some stuff at a garage sale to sell. You know what I'm saying? So that's one of the biggest things I think I had to overcome, was other people's negative opinions of Amway. And then also this, so Quickstar was the web-based version of Amway, and Amway wasn't mentioned at all on purpose. they knew it had a negative and they were trying to get away from that, but that didn't really help anything because it was almost like, oh, here's Quickstar shrouded as Amway. And everybody was talking smack like, oh, everybody, Amway went out of business. No, they were like running strong internationally. In fact, their international business dwarfs the size of, you know, of North America. You should look at the type of people that grow this thing around the world. The Chinese people, the Japanese, the Indian people. It's insanity. They got a hold of this opportunity and went with it because they're not dumb Americans that are like, oh, is this hard work? What is this, a business? I gotta talk to people. Gah. I'd rather just work my job, you know. So anyways, I was kind of loud. So to kind of wrap up this segment, that's kind of what I saw and was getting started into. It wasn't what it is now where it's just up front, things are rocking, no one has any issues with it except for the people that are just haters. You know, the Amway Arena, the DeVos family owns the Orlando Magic. I mean, come on, guys. This thing is insanity. The only thing holding us back is the ability to talk to a lot of people. Because it's still, no matter how good this thing is, everybody's in different places in their life. You know, like I said, you're not going to suddenly go out there and just find all the right people. Just like anything. Just like if you invite people to church. Not everybody's going to come to church. Some people don't like God. Some people have an issue with it. Now, it'd be awesome if we could overcome objections for people, but we're not in a question and answering and convincing game. This is not what we do. Think about Jesus. He'd tell people to follow him, and then he'd keep walking. You know, he wasn't hanging around people trying to convince them to follow. Hey, I just did a miracle. Didn't you see that back there? No, he was like, I'm on a mission, brother. Let's go. And that's our mentality. This is something that we do now. This is not something we're waiting around to see if somebody else wants to do it with us. This is what we do. So, anyways, I'll see what I'm going to name this. I'll kind of see the negatives behind. Maybe I'll name this Quickstar versus Amway. So, remember, Quickstar was the web-based version of Amway. It's literally how they got online in the first place. After a while, maybe 10 years later, they did a transition where it was, you know, Quickstar Amway, then Amway Quickstar, then Amway North America, and Amway Global, whatever. And now it's just back to Amway. So, anyways, Quickstar versus Amway. What are the differences? Last Frontier team, over and out. So we talked about Quickstar a little bit. And that's what I saw. That's what I didn't really know. I'd heard about Amway before. But only because my grandma had in her house like old Amway products. And Amway used to have the weird, like some really cool weird products. They once sold a bomb shelter that you would buy. And I'm assuming it was modular where you'd put it together. And of course you'd dig a hole and you would bury it, I suppose. But you could sell people bomb shelters if you wanted. They've always had stuff like water filters, air filters. They had alarm systems at one point. And the alarm system that I just have so many memories of growing up at my grandma's house was from Amway. And unbeknownst to me, my Uncle Mark had been involved with Amway before. And he had tried to, you know, get my parents to kind of see the plan. And they kind of got annoyed. So when I got started, it was kind of the same thing where, and of course I wasn't very tactful with how I kind of shared. I did tell my parents, hey, I saw this plan. It looks good. I think I'm going to do it. And they were okay with it, I think. And like I said before, I literally approached this like kind of a learning experience because there was a training system that I could, you know, eventually be a part of. And I said, well, I'm sure I could learn how to do this thing. Because at the end of the day, it was kind of something that kind of resonated with me where it kind of just felt like it was something I was supposed to do, but it also something that I'd want to do. Because the type of freedom and friendship and just so many benefits this thing compared to, you know, any other career path is pretty amazing. So I just saw it. I was like, man, looks, the dream was alive. So the fire was lit, you know. So I think it was, I was saying, after 3 or 4 months after I stopped working for John, I called him up and said, hey, I want to get started. And he helped me get started. He did a few meetings for me. And I'll kind of share what that was like. But how I got started was I just went on to quickstart.com and registered. John, I used his IBO number. He was my sponsor. And I was in business. And I made a few mistakes early on that really, probably, thinking back, I wish I would have approached things differently. But, you know, like I said before, is I didn't have the mindset of a business owner. I didn't have the mindset that I have now. So I was just kind of figuring out as I go. I figured I'd slowly wade into the pool and maybe see what could happen. So I was supposed to, like I said, the whole plan is centered around selling products. And so if you have people in your life, they say, hey, look, let's talk to these folks. Let's see who's interested in supporting you. And talk to a handful of people. I think I eventually got a customer or two. And then it was like, okay, who do you think would want to see this plan? So I had a bunch of different people I kind of knew at the time, but I was never a person of great influence. Hey, Dawson. How you doing? Oh, look at the little ones. Oh, good girl, Dawson. So it was the people I was hanging around at that time. They weren't very good, honestly. I was getting out of high school. There was lots of partying and things like that. And everybody I was kind of running with wasn't the, they weren't the sharpest, you know, really. And so that kind of didn't do me too well. And then, of course, back then, we didn't have Facebook. We didn't have just this instant way of reaching people. So I kind of, I went back to my yearbook, and I didn't really have, I knew a lot of people. A lot of people knew me. Like, I was always nice to people. I just didn't have a lot of close, you know, friends that were like, hey, if you're doing it, I'm doing it too, you know? So I kind of had a small little list of people. Nothing really came of it. I think eventually I'll kind of talk about everybody we've sponsored in the past, but that's all old stuff. I'm really excited about what's going to happen in the future here. I think the main thing I want to get across was the way I approached, you know, my business back then was, well, it was more like a hobby. And I got hobby results, you know. It was just something that I was doing in hopes that it would work. And that's the fatal mistake, I think, of the wrong mindset, is now we're already running one business, Happy Hearts Pet Care. We're going to start hiring employees. So at the same time, I'm going to be recruiting independent contractors for our Amway team. And also, I'm going to be inviting people to church. I'm telling you guys, there ain't nothing greater purpose than that in my mind. The gospel, I'm a Christian, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, so that's important to me. You know, our livelihood currently, which is our business, basically our pet care career, and then our future, and also long-term a way to really make an impact and help people, which is Amway. So I figured all those have to do with talking to people and dealing with people, so why don't we just do them all at once? You know, there's going to be a lot of overlap. It's going to be a lot of good stuff. Cheryl and I are going to get really good at and creative at moving products and, you know, having customers. This is what we want to do. And I think I'll talk about that in another segment, but I'm going to talk about at some point how we're going to approach customers and dealing with products. Because there's two different ways to go about it. One of them kind of creates an extra job for yourself, and one of them actually harnesses the power in the system that's in place. One thing we've learned in our business is that we are the system, right? I do everything in our business. Dog walker, accountant, I'm the CEO, I'm the scheduling coordinator, the back office manager, bookkeeper, literally everything. Cheryl does a whole lot. She not only is running our household, but while I'm away dog walking, she is taking care of the pups we are watching there. We do a small doggy daycare. We board dogs overnight when people travel. And it keeps us very busy. So, what was I going to say about that? Is the fact, so what we're searching for, Dawson, what we're searching for is ways to systematize this pet care business so we can basically replace ourselves. Not that we want to exit the business, but like, for instance, I'm very busy dog walking. I need someone else to help. And also, we also need somebody that's like a backup. So it's just time to hire. And by the way, with independent contractors and pet care, we want to be able to tell people exactly what to do and how to do it. And if you want that sort of control, you have to hire employees. Also, it's recommended you do hire employees, depending on what type of business you're in, because it's a way to keep the IRS off your back. It's very tricky running a business with just independent contractors, you know, especially if it's, if they look, you know, mysteriously like employees, you know, so be careful out there. Anyway, so with the Amway business, it is a system. With the ordering, it all is handled. So let's keep it that way, right? Anyways, we'll talk more about that. But so overcoming some of the things initially were just believing that we could be in business, you know, believing someday we might go platinum. And I think I need to back up a little bit and share a little bit deeper about the plan, some of the definitions of words and terms, a little bit more about LTD. That way, when I talk about comparing the past to the future here, you get a little bit better idea of what I'm talking about. I don't want to talk a whole lot about the past, our past business, because it's in the past. It wasn't effective. It was more of a social club / fun game, expensive hobby, really. But there's good parts, and there's a lot that we learned, of course, so there's nothing wrong with that. I just want to center this podcast about what's going on today. So I'm giving you a little bit of background, and then we're just going to kind of keep moving forward. I don't want to keep talking about, you know, what we used to do and blah, 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 you know. That was a long time ago, guys, 17 years ago when I first saw this. So you never know when you're going to be ready to see. You're going to be ready. Dawson, come on. Come on. Dawson, come. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Sorry, guys. Dawson likes to wander a lot. She's blind. That's in the way that it's only a collar and leash. I wish the she had a maybe a harness or something. But anyway, I've been talking a while from this. I'm not quite sure where I've gone and what I've covered here. So let me go ahead and end this segment. Figure out what direction I want to head. I think we're gonna dive a little deeper into the how Amway works, define some terms, define more about LTD. I think we'll dive into the past again once we have Cheryl on the podcast, or just randomly. But I just don't feel like, you know, going through a big diatribe of, I think that was the right word, of what we used to do and how it was, blah, blah, blah. So, Dawson, come on. Anyways, we're going to do that, and we'll go ahead and finish up Last Frontier Team. I almost said Last Frontier Garage. I'll tell you more about that later. Over and out. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I do think I have one of the coolest jobs in the world. So first of all, we're on a walk with Jackson, and on this route, there are a lot of neighbor dogs. So please excuse all the barking. It'll just be part of the action. So I'm going to make sure I let him do his sniffing and marking. And No, too far in the yard, buddy. He's a good dog. So, by the way, I just saw what looked like a blind man, because he had the walking stick thing. I forgot what they called it. And a bright vest on, you know, so people seen him. Jackson, stay, buddy. Jackson, hey. And he's walking two dogs. And he's literally blind with the stick, where, you know, you wind it back and forth. I thought that was wild. Jackson, hey, I know, that one looks like you. This one in there is so cute. It's like a Cocker Spaniel or something like that. And she runs full speed. She looks like a little black bear. Wish I could show you guys a picture. In fact, I will start doing that. I'll share on my, maybe the Last Frontier team here and there. That way, if I mention something on the podcast, I can kind of link it. So I was talking about the early stages. I kind of went on some rabbit trails there, but at some point we'll talk about who got sponsored and what happened, but I'm not going to kind of dredge all that up at this point, because this is about a new and fresh outlook on, number one, getting creative and getting business-like about selling products, really getting good at it, and actually getting so good at it to where you're making $1,000 or $1,500 or $2,000 a month in revenue just through wholesale retail profit margin and bonus from Amway. So, which leads us into the compensation plan. I think it's time to kind of dive into that. Please excuse the wind. I'm now facing the north wind, and I wonder if I can block the wind here. There's a loud set of dogs here, so please excuse the barks. So the Amway compensation plan, I can go anywhere, but let's really zero in on that subject for this this segment. And this wind is getting actually really bad. Let me turn around here. No, Jackson, this way. Ishta. Cheapers, he really gets horizontal with that marking. It was like shooting towards me. He was like wide open throttle, man. Come on, Jack. Sorry about the wind, guys. I hope this doesn't make a bad recording. Let me kind of get into a little bit better spot here. Get away from these dogs. Jackson, come on, buddy. I'm going to try and cover the mic. So I've talked a lot about Amway so far. I talked about that Amway started not around a product, like most of these network marketing businesses start around, you know, somebody gets a cool, hot new product. They create this network marketing compensation plan that's tasty. Everybody gets out there, and it's really a sales force for the company. There's room to make a lot of money, but sometimes there's a lot of limited what have you. And I can't wait to get off this street. This street is, I'm literally like in the wind path here. Wind blowing north. Jackson, come on, buddy. So, like I said, it started as an opportunity business. A business of opportunity. You know, the Amway stands for the American Way, which is the free enterprise system. So, there's another house that's very vocal. Hey, pups! Oh, they're putting their 2 cents in about the Amway plan. So, Amway started around the idea of free enterprise and someone having the freedom to be able to enterprise. One second, I got a guy up here. Okay. Okay, he's just kind of staring off. So, can't talk about the compensation plan without talking about free enterprise. And the way we have free enterprise is we have political liberty and economic freedom at the same time. That's created this America, this United States of America that we live in, that you have the freedom to go out and start a business as long as you pay your taxes and don't, you know, commit any crimes. You can prosper. And look at all the people in America now that are in this, in a self-imposed or culturally imposed prison of working for the man, or doing something they really don't enjoy, or wanting to do something else but being so much in debt that they can't even move, you know? So we're up against a battle, and Last Frontier is up to the challenge on this battleground, because we are fighting, you know, evil. I'm not, you know, I don't say that to sound, now I want to say pejorative, but I don't know what that word means. I think it might work. What I'm saying is that, look, there's, you know, we're fighting, there's darkness out there, guys. We got to be the light. That's my point there. We'll talk more about that in the future. This lawn looks great, by the way. We need to get ours mowed and everything. I did a good job on that. Edged it and everything. So, free enterprise. We have the freedom to enterprise. And that's what why this business was created. Then the first product was a cleaning product. Basically, liquid organic cleaner. LOC. It's the first, one of the first organic cleaners. Came out in like 59 or maybe a little bit early, later. I can't recall. That may have not been the first actual product, but very soon after. So Rich and Jay were, but I think previously in the first kind of business that I guess came before Amway in a little bit was the Nutrilite business, which Carl Warrenberg really literally invented the first multivitamin, like in 1934, and they started basically a sales team around it, and they paid salespeople to go sell it. And there's some sort of a, you know, some sort of a structure involved, I think. But what happened is Rich and Jay were doing so well that there's no room to grow at all. So they bought Nutrilite eventually and put it in Amway. And along with Artistry, and I can't really talk about the compensation plan without talking about the product line and everything. So this is going to be difficult to kind of do all in one segment. But I want to do kind of an overarching, so you can get a better idea. And we can dive deeper into the nuts and bolts and all the products, but literally there's websites, guys, there's apps, there's really cool ways to actually see this idea that's going to be way better than just listening to me carrying on. So let me keep going with just compensation and structure of the actual business model. So long story short, Amway, you know, has these products. It has this opportunity for people. Anybody could be sponsored as long as they're sponsored by one of the three families, basically, that started the whole business. Basically, you had to be sponsored by somebody. You couldn't just connect directly to Amway. And that's still how it is today. So it's just this huge network of people that are all connected into this compensation plan, which pays you based on your personal business volume and the difference between your bonus level and your downline's bonus, your frontline sponsor's bonus level. Now we'll talk about that more. You have to look at some literature or something visual probably to help. But once you kind of hear the rest of the story here, you'll get a better idea. So again, Amway has a bunch of products. They also have a bunch of partner stores. If I go through my Amway site to Home Depot and buy something, I get points for that, right? But when I sell products wholesale, when I sell products to someone, let's say I have somebody that I know in Texas that loves energy drinks and wants to support us, we get them, set them up as a customer. They can even go and sign themselves up as long as they have our number. But we want to obviously build relationships and be part of things. But the point is to eventually systematize it, right? They order something. We can set the pricing. Obviously, anything above wholesale, we can make profit. And there's a suggested retail price. Usually, I think anywhere from 10 to 25% is the retail margin. You're going to get better retail margin on the health and beauty products because they're just more, I mean, they're just more profitable. And then the home care, which, you know, just like a regular grocery store, there's certain items that have better margin than the others. So, and so that's it. So you're connected to Amway. And when you sell that product, you make the retail profit. I think every Friday they cut checks. You can set it up differently. And then what happens is every product that gets sold has points attached to it. And that equates to a business volume, amount of dollars that product represents based on its price and, you know, what it is. So, for instance, a case of 12 excess drinks, I think it's like 7.9 points or 8 points, right? And it's like $24 worth of business volume. Anyway, so through the month, as those points accumulate at the end of the month, you can reach different bonus levels. So let's say you reach 1,000 points. That's, you now receive 12% bonus on your business volume. So if you're 1,000 PV and you had $3,000 worth of business volume, let's just cut it to 10 to be simple. They'd cut you a check at the end of the month. As long as all of that was in your personal business, literally directly to customers, you would make $300, right? That's not bad. So if, let's say you had a, and that's just on the bonus. So that's not counting the retail profit. This guy is, someone is really bumping over here. That sounds like a house. That's really loud. rocking. Lots of bass. Crazy. That's got to be a vehicle. Yeah, it's a vehicle. All right, so anyways, that's not counting the retail. If all that was retail profit, I mean, that might be another couple hundred, $250. So you're looking at, you know, if you have all customers and you're running 1,000 PV, it's not even counting what you've purchased because you also receive, you know, let's say you bought $300 worth of stuff that you just consumed through the month. You'd also get 12% of that $300 back. So like kind of a business refund for personal purchases. But then all your customers are ordering and it's being delivered straight to them. And, you know, at the end of the month, the 15th of the following month, you receive your bonus from the last month. And it can get really good really quickly as you duplicate this business model. So let's say you sponsor somebody and they also are 1,000 PV. And it's the only one you sponsored. That means they're at 12% bonus level and you're at 12%. Well, because you don't have any other side volume to increase your bonus level, at that point you're not going to make any money with that relationship. So let's say you add another 1,000 PV leg. Or not leg. We're not going to talk about legs. That's just a way to describe the structure and a business structure. Let's say you add another 1,000 PV organization of independent contractors. Basically, at that point, you would be a total business volume with your 1,000 PV, your first sponsor's 1,000, and then your next sponsored 1,000, right? So that's 3,000 PV. It's about $7,500 worth of, maybe $9,000 worth of business volume flowing through your whole organization. You're going to make 12%. No, I'm sorry. So at that level, you're 3,000 PV. That is, I believe, 18%. So you're going to make 18% of your personal volume. And then the difference between your business and your downline's business, or yours, you're at 18%. Your two personally sponsored are at 12%. So you would make 6%. You make the difference, right? So they keep the 12% because that's what they earned. But because you have a larger amount of volume, Amway's going to reward you for it. So you're now making 6% of the $3,000, you know, 1,000 PV business team from that one, and then 6% of the 3,000 over here. And so whatever that would be, and you add those up, and obviously the more width you have, let's say instead of 2,000 PV legs, let's say you had 10 300 PV legs, 300 points, that's a 6% volume. So you would be at 18%. So you would now make the difference, which is 12% on, you know, that each little slice of business there. So the more width you have, the more depth you have, meaning the larger the organization, but the more width to balance out so you can stay profitable. And then just to give you a general idea, let's say you go out and register 20 different independent contractors who want to, you know, work with Amway. I'm talking a little bit quiet because I'm in kind of a neighborhood circle. And I don't want to be like just broadcasting here, but good boy, Jackson. So let's say you register about 20 independent contractors. You know, in all reality, 3, 4, 5 of them are going to be the ones that are going to be ready to kind of mix it up and make some things happen with you and for themselves. The point is, guys, is you're not sponsoring a bunch of people that you're doing everything for. Because that's another job and it's too hard. So you sponsor everybody, you love everybody, you show them what to do, you help them in depth, which means if they sponsor people, you help those people learn everything and find, and don't get it twisted like, oh, all these people getting in and, you know, once you understand how the compensation plan works, everybody is making what they should be making based on how the plan works. And it's an unlimited stair-step breakaway, meaning there's no limitations to where your business starts to go up to Amway, where in all reality, that's what is a lot of what's going on with the current smaller network marketing businesses. They're designed around a product and they're designed around keeping the business running. And Amway has, you know, basically been the most generous in paying its distributors, its independent contractors. They pay them very well. So you sponsor 20 and you got 3, 4, 5 wanting to do something with you. You, let's say through all those different legs, you have 7,500 points, right? You're at the 25% bonus level. So you're making the difference between your 25% and whatever other bonus level the personally sponsored legs are, which leg meaning organization. And I need to say organization, but, that point, you know, you're making, depending on your width and how big the groups you personally sponsored are compared to your total volume. And because remember, the bigger the groups to sponsor, the more they're making too. So you have to have width outside of that, more and more organizations to keep your volume so you're profitable. And like I said, we can dive deeper into that, but you get the idea though. And you can just rinse and repeat. Keep sharing this idea with people personally and in depth. Buy the products you like from Amway and sell a bunch of them. Make a bunch of money, help a bunch of people. Make sure you have fun doing it. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the basic gist of the compensation plan. There are ways to grow further as a leader. So when you sponsor, when let's say you go platinum, three of your personally sponsored organizations also go platinum. You then get bonuses for what's called being an emerald. And Amway was the first to use these names, like, you know, platinum, emerald, and all the things you see with, like, you know, airlines and stuff and all the different diamond level. And so Emerald is three personally sponsored platinum organizations, right? Organizations that for 6 months out of the year, at least, are running 7,500 points. So, that's about 150 grand probably a year. And then if you sponsor, if you have six personally registered, you're looking at, you know, 250, 500 grand. And you just build depth and your business can just be gigantic. I think Larry Winters years ago had like 50,000 people in his group. So it's pretty insane. But it's a big, 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 big store, basically. You're just moving products that are really good. You're just getting them to the right people. People ordering them directly. You're not handling a bunch of product. You can handle as much product as you want. Let's say that. We'll talk more about how to use this business as a system to create freedom in your life rather than adding more and more jobs, because that's what we tend to be programmed. We tend to do what we're programmed to do. So if we're like an employee mindset, we'll try to make this into like a, you know, I don't know. Hopefully you get the gist. I'm going to end it. I just got here with Jackson. I'm going to play a little bit with him. He just did his business. So I'm going to get that scooped up. But I hope this made sense. And we can talk further and further about how Amway pays its IBOs. There's further and further bonuses where you can make an incredible amount of money. So it's just whatever you, and it's based on the amount of people you help. Jackson, come here, buddy. Sorry, guys. He started stepping in his... Make sure he's doing okay. All right, guys. Well, Last Frontier team, over and out. Keep on getting it. Okay, everybody. So that was a little bit of an exhaustive... hopefully not exhausting to listen to. But kind of in a... Just a deep dive into how the business works, the differential bonus, your personal, you know, volume bonus, and then your retail profit, you know, your wholesale retail profit margin. And then there's more leadership bonuses, there's year-end bonuses, all kinds of different stuff. They'll take care of you. Basically, you want to get to the platinum level. I remember hearing Hal Gooch a long time ago say, you want to get to the platinum level just as fast as possible. Like, basically, because it was so good, even at the platinum level. He was saying that, you know, when they were growing their business early on in the 70s and whatnot, 80s, you know, the compensation plan has gotten better and better. And I'm not sure if I'll ever really dive deeper into how, you know, when you have platinum organizations and the leadership bonus and blah blah blah, it's just you know, you might say to yourself, well, if they're at 25% and you're at 25%, what happens is Amway then pays you a 4% of the total volume on that business, right? As long as you have 2500 points of volume outside of that. So they're basically, they're making sure that you're not just, you know, there's no way to ride the coattails of someone else. Like, in order to be profitable, you know, Amway, in order for Amway to reward you, literally, like, you have to create, make sure you're stayed profitable based on the way the plan works. That's really all it is. I mean, just look at the way the plan works, figure out what's profitable, then do that, you know? A lot of people have built this the wrong way, and it hasn't been profitable, and they're wondering why it doesn't work, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so the platinum level is kind of the first flagship level you want to get to on a, you know, a year or two basis, basically. That should be as long as it should take, as long as you're approaching it like a business and really, you know, making sure you're cranking through some numbers each week. That's all it takes. Going platinum is just building numbers, and then going emerald, going diamond, where you're breaking platinums, which means when you help a personal organization go platinum, well, they call that breaking a platinum. You know, there's different terminology you'll end up hearing, but basically, you're growing people at that point, right? So hence the term leadership team development. That's kind of what I want to talk about next. I think this might be a little bit of a closing statements on the compensation plan /LTD intro. So I'm just running a red turn light here. I want to talk about how you can also earn money within LTD now, which has also been controversial in the past, because some people, like, literally we're trying to rip people off and just sell them a bunch of books and tapes and a bunch of self-development crap and really literally make money just on that, not even having a profitable Amway business. So there's some twisted stuff in that. I think we'll talk more about that. I'm about to get home for a quick snack. I've got one more dog walk of the day. Whoops. I'm going to help a friend change his winter tires and then take care of some business, you know? Let's do it. We're in mode, guys. All right. Pulling on into leadership team headquarters right now. Over and out. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? It's people driving around, getting to where they need to go. It's 3:11. It is May 2nd today. I've had just remembered my sister-in-law's birthday's coming up on the 4th. Anyway, just listening to that traffic, understanding that people are out there getting to where they need to go, you know? And I somehow ended up being behind a street sweeper that's obviously waiting for me to pass. Wasn't sure what he was going to do. Anyways, sorry, just navigating, folks. People are out there just getting to where they need to go, you know? Not everybody's living the life that they want to live. There's a whole lot of people that aren't living the life they want to live. They're not happy. Their relationships are dysfunctional. You know, they don't have any joy. Excuse me. You know, it can just kind of go on and on with people just basically not being happy. For one reason or the other. Now, what we find is that the two things this world runs on are basically time and money, right? You know, time is money, as they say. Time is the one thing that you can't replace, well, among other things, but you make more money, but you can't make more time. So, one of the things that the Amway business can offer is a little bit of time, a little bit of money, if you know what I mean. You know, if you create these organizations and you create a customer base that is, you know, has a system built around it, you know, so you're not basically creating a whole second job for yourself, which is not a bad thing at all. That's not a bad thing. But let's use it to its fullest potential. You know, it's meant to be the system for you. You know, Amway and LTD. So let's continue to talk more about LTD. I really like where I was going with that. Just the mindset of, like, everybody out there is looking for opportunity. It might not be with this opportunity, but when they run into somebody that has some light in their eyes, and I would argue, you know, that light comes from someone, you know. And, well, I don't want to be all mysterious. I'm talking about God and Jesus. And, you know, we won't get into that quite yet in this portion of the podcast. But, I mean, ultimately, what is your truth? You know, you gotta have a bedrock of truth in your life to build off of. And, anyway, so leadership team development helps people learn how to be a leader. Learn how to grow an organization. Learn how to lead an organization. Learn, you know, through the Amway business or, you know, other network marketing businesses, you get to kind of learn business at a relatively inexpensive rate, you know. If you wanted to just start a business and try it and take a go at it, you'd have to, you know, get a shop, and I really should have gone for this other lane here. Everybody's moving the slug pace. So, leadership team development. Sorry, guys, I'm kind of bouncing in and out here. Leadership team development is there to help grow people and help them really figure things out. Oh, yeah, the network marketing business is a great way for people to learn business skills. You know, Robert Kiyosaki said that in his book, you know, Business School. I mean, literally, if you get in a solid, solid business with the product and a good compensation plan, and you get involved with some sort of a training and development system, you can literally learn business. Obviously, it's going to be related to that business, but that stuff will translate, you know, and the leadership and the people skills and all the communication and everything. And when it comes to sales and marketing, which actually makes this thing go, that's where we got to get creative and really think outside of the box. Because as far as who will end up getting sponsored, that's up to them. They're out there. We don't know who it is. We are just sharing it with people because that's what we do. You know, that's the idea. That's the mindset. Is people can tell that we're doing this with or without them. You know, the longevity that I have in this business, you know, it's 17 years and had some success, had some life change, you know, had some growing up to do, had some maturing to do. God led us through building this pet care business to learn business. You know, if you're just tuning in, you know, my wife and I have been fully self-employed for the last 3 years, you know, to the glory of God, and I say that because I'm humbled by it, you know. So we have wonderful clients that trust us with their pets and home, and this is what we do, you know. And I want to translate, I want to basically utilize the same principles that we've applied to this business, to the Amway business, and just watch it grow and just kind of get out of its way. You know, we're not trying to run around and just make people into what they're not. Just like I wouldn't hire anyone off the streets to be an independent contractor to house sit for us. No, they got to be a professional. They got to be like ready to go. So in our Amway business, we're looking for people that are, you know, polished a little bit and that you would trust in your business, literally. Like when we think about hiring dog walkers and house sitters, it is like night and day. Like, oh, like it's a very thin flow of people that would be considered. And we get in the business like Amway and we're suddenly like, oh, everybody should be my business. This is the best thing in the world. Everybody. And you start to meet with resistance because you're not going about it the right way. You're trying to bottleneck people into what you're doing instead of giving them an option to basically say, hey, is it you who I'm looking for? Or basically, the better yet, are you looking for me? Meaning we're in the business of looking for people that are looking for an opportunity. It may not be the Amway business. That's okay. We don't care. We really don't. We'll take care of it. We'll figure it out, you know? Because we're doing this as a lifestyle, you know, and it's just going to continue to grow. And I don't know. I believe God has just provided this kind of switch flip for me that there's no better time than now. And if we install it into our lifestyle, then it's just going to be a matter of time before, you know, results come. But we're going to be focused just on the lifestyle, the process, you know? So bringing back to the topic at hand, leadership team development, I learned a ton. It was a different organization back then. It's called International Leadership Development, ILD. So they all come from the same stock, basically, of a business team that's exploded with growth and all these guys. And like I said, it's a group of successful people that have gone diamonds and above lead LTD. And you learned a little bit about Diamond, where you've helped 6 organizations that you personally registered, you know, reach that platinum level. And so yeah, there's best practices for the Amway business, and that's what they teach. They motivate and train and inspire, and because at the end of the day, guys, this is a recruiting and training business. If you don't understand that, you're going to be frustrated. This requires a weekly touching base through the process of training, you know, recruiting and training, being available to people. And it's totally not even like this business, like dark room, you know, with fluorescent lights and you're sharing some idea. It's like, look, I'm living my life dog walking, talking to people and selling products. Like, this is a lifestyle business. You can live your life and build your business. You just got to have the right approach to it so you don't get frustrated And so you're not dealing with riffraff all the time, you know, trying to make someone into something they're not. You know, let's find the stars. Let's register a bunch of superstars that are frustrated. They're just looking for an opportunity. And with me and my wife and LTD helping, and I'm not trying to polish my fingernails on my vest right now, what I'm saying is that, you know, like, oh, look at me, like, blah, blah, blah. It's saying that I have had the experience of this business, and I am free to serve. It's not about, look at me. It's about, hey, look, how can I serve? What can we do? How can I help you guys get set up? What do you guys, you got some questions? Let's do some product. And we want to continue to finance this and create an environment where LTD can be created up here, because it's too expensive to go follow it around all year until people have a decent-sized business. So leadership team development, I'll probably do a part two. But also the first part of this was really about, again, mindset and just, and in fact, I can't recall it specifically, but you guys, I'm sure you guys have known. I just kind of go on. So rabbit trails or not. All right, guys, Last Frontier team, over and out. All right, guys, I kind of wanted to round up the LCD portion. I could have named that last segment a ton of different things. I talked about, you know, the mindset of approaching our business. One of the things that I want to talk about really quickly is one of the best practices in business is when you're working with a new independent contractor or independent business owner, as you'll mostly hear it within Amway. That's what they call it. But remember, we're paid as 1099 independent contractors as far as the government is concerned. So I want you to remember that, because it helps you just remember whoever we register should be capable of running their own business. And if they're not, we want to probably maybe hold off on registering them, and maybe they can hang around the team for a little bit. And, oh, I'm not discouraging people from getting sponsored, but I don't want people to think that if they just get registered, they'll succeed. Like, this is the type of thing where if you roll up your sleeves, approach it like a business, and, you know, continue to treat it like a business, you will create profits. You will help people create profits. It's been done before, and it'll happen again. So why not you? Why not us? You know, you can make some good money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun along the way, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Let's enjoy this idea called America while it's still around, you know? Tell you what, man, dictatorships, governments, people want to topple this idea to control people, because in this way of life, we have a lot of freedom. And I think a lot of us have felt how that freedom has been encroached upon a little bit at a time. So this is also a way to fight for freedom. Keep the dream alive. Keep free enterprise system going. If people have their own business, they think differently. They vote differently. They realize that, man, if I might even be able to make it to that next income bracket, and I don't want to be taxed out the wazoo, what do I need to do, you know? But a lot of it is just common sense business stuff where, as a W-2 wage earner, you're basically going to be in the highest taxed category. You're a worker. It is working for a company. Blah, blah, blah. The owner of the business pays half of your taxes. Did you know that? And then, of course, as a business owner, you pay taxes on, you know, all your revenue minus your expenses. You know, that's basically what you do. There's obviously more complicated ways to look at it with, you know, different assets and depreciations and all the different things. But so you want to be cognizant of what this really is going to require. If you want to operate your business properly, you have to kind of, you know, get a separate account going, you know, separate bank account, you know, start tracking what you're doing. Keeping a journal for the IRS as far as, you know, start keeping track of your expenses and, you know, take advantage of what America has given you the ability to have some tax advantages in business. You know, you can't get that type of thing as an employee. You just basically have to pay your taxes and then hope to get some personal deductions. Anyway, So LTD is really about, and I can go further into, there is a way to make money with LTD as well. It's really just a profit sharing program through the system, because yes, you do pay for membership, and it's not that much. It's $34.95 to be a member per year. And there's different levels of, there's a lot of different things I could go into. I'm not going to go into right now, but there's a messaging platform to be able to communicate with your whole, your team and your upline. There's a media platform that's going to be able to provide a lot of the audio and a lot of the training materials and what have you that you want to listen to and then you want to share. A lot more, obviously the conferences, you'll find out where meetings are going on around the nation to plug people into that you find, you can build your business around America because of the LTD system, because there's weekly meetings going on and there's quarterly conferences and different things available in different areas. What we're going to be doing is creating that up here, because without that, there's no chance for anybody up here in Alaska. You can't be sustained on going to conferences. It's too expensive. And like I said before, we want to go to conferences to celebrate all of our hard work and effort. I want it to be minimum 1,000 PV and above to qualify to even go to a conference. Why? Because there's too many people out there that aren't even really treating their business like a business. And either just enjoying... Look, I'm not against it. I'm not going to tell anybody no. But what I'm saying is that we don't want people to get a bad taste in their mouth. Like, man, I spent all this money in this conference. It was fun. But man, I'm not making any money at all in my business. We don't want that in our group. We don't. We want people who get sponsored are like, look, I'm ready to get some sales going. Get out of the way. And figure out ditto delivery and ways to automate. So you're not running products around everywhere and ordering them for people and they're giving you cash and all this weird stuff. Yeah, you can do a little bit of that, but that's what I was talking about earlier with, it's really creating a second job. Now you're basically a, product handler or whatever. Nothing wrong with that when you get started, but that's not what I want to do. Anyway, so leadership team development is there to really guide you all the way to the highest levels of this business and all of your team. So it's a way to give your team access to growing beyond your help, even. The goal would be to find people that, want this thing more than you do. It sounds kind of weird, but it's like, you don't want to be the answer man and the boss and the sales manager and all this stuff. I use those terms to help, describe kind of the mentality when approaching, recruiting and training, but again, we want people to be attracted to what we're doing, to ask us if they can see what we're doing, that type of thing. That's where we want to get to. We want to have a brand. In the beginning, I'm going to really work on some of the verbiage, so, I don't want to come across like we're searching for people so we can build our business. I want to basically say, hey, this is what we're doing. We're looking for people that want to join us and, put something together. Does anything related to sales and marketing and entrepreneurship interest you? We're partnered with Amway, affiliated with Leadership Team Development. To be honest, even if you know either of those terms, if you don't know what we're doing, you ain't heard of them. That's the type of thing I'm talking about, guys, is that we don't want people to think we're out there trying to peddle our products and meet people so they can help us, build our business. It's like, no, we're doing something. We're putting something together and we're just uncovering rocks to find the winners. That's the mentality, And you want the winners to start hearing about this team, this brand that we're building, that say, look, everybody that gets started with this is becoming successful. We want to be able to track success in every way. Obviously, profitability would be a big thing. But we can even, talk about personal growth. We want people to win in whatever whatever way they choose to. But we don't want a bunch of people in our, hanging around that are just kind of hoping and groping. Hoping for success and groping in the dark for it, you know? Like, we're going to understand what it takes to put this together, and that's what we're going to do. And if we're not willing to do that, we need to reevaluate why we're in this business. So, leadership team development will guide you to the highest levels of success in this business, as well as your team. So, I'm going to get to the next appointment here, and we'll see what happens as we head to a close in today's episode of Growing Our Amway Business, affiliated with LTD. Last Frontier Team, over and out. Oh, whoops. All right, sorry about that. I just saw that it started recording. That's okay. A little bit of noise here. Keep things real, right? Keep it real. That was so corny. Okay, so I've done a lot of talking today. This episode's already an hour and a half. But keep in mind, if anybody's listening to this, I'm recording this just as a journal, a documentary, documenting our steps. So we went ahead and renewed our LTD membership last night, 34 and a five. We've always renewed our Amway business, which to renew is like $60-something per year. So that's really very inexpensive. And then, so what's ahead here is kind of getting back in the system. Basically, as leaders, we need to have at least the messaging app, because we are going to be the portal, so to speak, to the rest of LTD until we have people, you know, up and running, they're making money. Remember, guys, we're not going to have people, I don't want people paying out of pocket for the tools in this business, which is, you know, subscriptions to, you know, audios and basically training materials and video and all this different stuff that's available. And it, yes, it does help you grow your business, but remember, our business is the Amway business. They pay us on a 1099 every year. They give us the total, paying us as non-employee compensation, and our job is to sell products, consume products, sell products, and sponsor others who want to do the same, and they handle all everything else. So the next step here, we're going to probably join the basic subscription, which is in LTD, it's $89.95 per month. And that seems a little bit steep until you realize what it actually is offering you. But still, $90 a month for 9 months is $900. So it's $1,080 or whatever it is. So it's $1,000 per year to be plugged into the LTD system. Now, I would hope that you can make more than $1,000 in a whole year. So that's where your expenses really are going to stay as far as LTD is concerned. You might purchase extra audios to be able to give to people or send to people or gift them. But other than that, the next kind of step is any weekly meetings or monthly meetings that we'll be doing up here. And then, of course, major conferences, which obviously there's airfare, travel, or airfare, hotel, you know, food and whatnot. So, and that's really stays the same, to be honest with you, until, for instance, myself and my wife will be doing more and more for our team that we'll be, you know, financing. We'll be, you know, help other people, will help. If we have a room, we'll, you know, we'll charge a few bucks a person or something like that. But at the end of the day, we're not trying to make money with what we're doing up here besides Amway. But we are going to, you know, share a little bit in the costs as far as, like I said, the only reason I'm saying all this is because if anybody's wanting to know what we're going to do is, of course, if we rent out some rooms, will there be like a charge per IBO or something? Which again is independent business owner, i.e. independent contractor that is connected to Amway. It's working for Amway, I should say, or whatever it is, in conjunction, in partnership. So, but I'm talking about, we want to do special things for our group and pay for it. You know what I'm saying? We're not trying to have all this, everybody's paying for everything together. No. Yeah, rooms and big meetings, you know, we're not going to be footing the bill for some crazy stuff. But we want to be able to eventually buy a bunch of products, you know, give them away. We want to be able to do all kinds of stuff and not worry about scraping pennies together, you know. So it all starts with being profitable with selling products. So that's kind of the first big hump for us, to be honest. We've got a couple customers right now. We do not have anybody sponsored at this time. So our next big thing is to get into the customer, you know. Nothing major. So we're going to go ahead and plug into the LTD system. And then we're going to attend this team meeting on Saturday, which I might record and put on this podcast. Other than that, guys, we're excited. Then it's basically, besides working on customer stuff, then it's just working on talking to people. You know, we're not trying to sell this thing. We're not trying to convince people. We're simply trying to uncover through personal connection and relationships who's looking for an opportunity and why they're looking for it. So we can then show them how, if they choose to be the entrepreneur, they could utilize the Amway business and LTD system to reach what they want to do in life. And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. So I think I might end this here. I may sneak in another recording later on, but I'll be getting home, and I usually do most of my recording during the day as I'm dog walking and whatnot. So we're done with all that today. I got to go to the bank. I just went to Home Depot, and then I got to what was I gonna do? Something. Oh, return this part to O'Reilly's. Sweet. All right, guys, we'll get you some more info soon. Last Frontier LTD team, over and out. Over the top and over and out. No, I'm trying to come up with a cool slogan that's not you know, stupid. It's not corny or doesn't make sense. But it has to do with, this is the last frontier of Alaska. It's a barren wasteland for LTD right now. There's definitely some IBOs that are kind of hanging around that will probably come out of the woodwork as we grow. But LTD, Last Frontier LTD team, putting Alaska on the map for LTD, putting reaching people in Alaska, helping people in Alaska. Who knows, we'll figure it out, guys. Last Frontier team, over and out.